Hello, and thanks for your interest to the Bible, the truth, the Word of God. This is Jeff with the Daily Inspiration, and I pray that I can speak the truth to you today so that when you depart from our meeting, you will know that you have learned about God, grown in the grace of God, been challenged by the Word of God. But the question is, are you challenged or are you changed? We need to be changed. Let's go to John 4. And we're going to go to a well. And there's a woman at the well. And there's a Jesus, a Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords in human flesh that comes up to the woman at the well in John 4. And he tells her a simple commandment request. He said, give me a drink. Give me a drink. Give me to drink, it says in verse 10 of John 4. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. I want you to know it is the will of God that you and I drink of the living water. It is the will of God that you and I be filled with the Spirit, being continually filled with the Spirit of God. It says that Jesus met this woman at Jacob's well, and he asked her for a drink. Give me the drink, in verse 7 he requests. And she said, well, you're a Jew, and you ask me a drink, which am a woman of Samaria. You know, the Samaritans were like half Jew, half Gentile. For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus said, if you would have just throw away all your prejudice and everything you've got figured out and what you think is right or wrong or whatever, and you'll just humble yourself and realize who it is with you, you'll have a changed life. So many times it's our traditions, it's our prejudices that keep us from going anywhere with God. And God in his mercy decided to affect a great group of people this day. And the woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob? Stupid question there. Boy, she only knew. he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's a little bit greater than Jacob. Yes, indeed. Which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. You know, everybody that ever drank of that well might have got a nice hot day refreshment. They might have been able to cook their beans. They might have been able to wash their clothes. They might have been able to water their stock. But they always had to go back for more. They were thirsty. They were thirsty. They were always thirsty. But Jesus said, whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto the everlasting life. My friends, if we only would get this, Jesus has everything you need. Why do we keep seeing so many fall away, turn aside, give up? People that don't continue in fervent love for God. Jesus said, if you drink this, you'd never thirst again. Thirst again for what? Well, perhaps may I introduce to you a thought, and that thought is the things that you used to thirst for. Is it the love of money, the love of the world, the love of fashion, the sin that did so easily beset you, you know, perversions, temptations of sensuality and evil, sports, and the world's media and movie addictions and all the junk that just makes you, oh, that was neat, but you're never satisfied. You got to watch another one. You got to go to another game. You got to hear a new song. You know, there's no satisfaction in earthy things. Jesus said, if you drink of this water, you'd never thirst. But the water that I shall give him would be a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Do you want everlasting life? You got to go to Jesus, not the woman at the well. It isn't even at Jacob's well. It's not in Abraham's well. It's not in the Old Testament. It's not in this church tradition. It's not in that church tradition. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, the King of Kings, the one that created everything. He's the one that'll give you this water. So I just encourage you today to get a drink. Drink and live. Look to Jesus and live today. God bless you for your call.